You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I'm talking about really walking in love with God. People don't know anything about walking in love. They just talk about it. They talk about a word, L-O-V-E. And they don't know about it. You see, we must cover this. It says, when any brother is overtaken in fault, restore such one. While the God kind of love covers the sins of others with silence, it does not cover our sins and our wrongdoings. We must come to the Father and confess them before Him and change.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Paul goes on down here in his 14th chapter talking about, he said, when all of you come together, everybody has something. Isn't that what he says? Now, it's not always manifested, because a lot of times you don't come to church ready to give out anything. See, we come into church to get. The ones that are not born again and Spirit-filled need to come to get. We that are born again, Spirit-filled, need to come to give out. And as we give out of that what the Spirit has given to us, we will receive more in. Some of you want more revelation, well, give some out first. You ain't got no more room in to receive any. You know, you can only put so much in a quart jar. After a while, if you're going to put anything else in there, you got to take something out. Now, I got a quart jar sitting on where I always empty my pockets. And I don't know, I just take all my change, I put it in that jar. I don't know why I do that. A lot of guys do that. Anybody else do that besides me? See there? I'm not so strange after all, am I? Well, that thing got full, and I kept trying to push it down, you know, and put some more in there, and it just keeps spilling out. So I had to go get me another and set it beside of it now. Now I got one that's full, and one that's about half full. One of these days, I think I'll get that out and count it and just see how much I got in there. Because there's quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies. I look in those jars, there's usually more pennies than there are anything else. Any of you found that out? And really, that's really the first reason I started doing it. I got tired of the weight of all them pennies in your pocket. But you know what? That sure is nice when, you know, here a while back I was there at the house and you know I wanted to run down the store and get something. I didn't have no money. I just went in there to my jar. Counting me out some money. All right, praise God. Now, how did I get off on that? I know what I got. How I got off on that. I was talking about you can only put so much in. You can only put so much in a container. Now, when we consider this chapter 13, which we call a love chapter, we must begin to look at the word charity, which actually is love. We have to understand that that's an archaic English word that means love. Many times as we read the King James Version of the Bible, which I think is a very beautiful version of the Bible, but many times many of the words are archaic. We don't use them in that term anymore, and we don't understand them. We understand the word charity as giving a money to somebody or something to somebody. That's charity. But that's not what it means here. Another place, the word conversation is used. We understand conversation is a verbal communication between two people. But actually it means way of life. So here when we see this word charity, we must realize that it means love. Now in verse 7, it says, love beareth up under all things. Another connotation to that are looking into the meanings of that. It says, love covers all things with silence. So we see that God is saying love not only hides sins and evils of others, it refuses to speak of them. If we tell the evil something that somebody has done, criticize, judge, condemn, you know, murmur against them, no matter what they've done, we are proving that we are not walking in love. Because love covers with silence. Jesus showed perfect love when he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Some people think that they have received a special gift from God. It is called the gift of exposing. They operated under the guise that they all sin and everything that everybody needs to be exposed. Well, if people have asked for forgiveness and gone on down the road, things that happened years ago don't need to be exposed. They don't have any bearing on what's happening today. If they've truly changed and truly repented, they don't have any bearing on today. Even if that individual was a Christian or a minister or a leader in a church or whatever, and they for some reason or another, they stumbled and fell into sin, and they have asked for forgiveness, and the fruit of their life shows that there has been complete repentance and change, then it should be covered. Now, I am not talking about covering your own sin. You must ask for forgiveness before God and let Him know. And be honest before God. You can't cover that. No, that's not what I'm talking about, all right? So we don't even have to talk about that. You know, young man doing a tremendous job for God, and somebody come in a congregation in the early part of his ministry a few years before. You know, something had happened in his life, and he had gotten it straightened out and loved God, and now here, several years down the road, here comes somebody in the congregation. Hey, you know all about it, and start telling all about his past, the pastor. Cause problems. You see, this individual, instead of being glad that this person had recovered theirself and asked for forgiveness and had restored theirself, and you could see by the fruit of their labor and by the way they're living that they had been complete restoration and that they had been complete honesty in asking for forgiveness, and been a complete change. Amen. And yet now somebody comes in. You know what they did 7 years ago? When they was down at this other place, preach it. Hello? I'm talking about what the Bible's talking about, restoring people in a spirit of meekness and in love. You see, when somebody comes in and exposes people, I question their motives. You see, all it's going to do is, in some people's eyes, make them look big, make them look good. I can't help sometimes what my eyes see, and I can't help what my ears hear. But I sure can help what I do about it. Now, if it's a situation that needs to be corrected, then we deal with it in private with prayer and counseling, and ain't no use nobody knowing about it. You know, most of you, when you deal with your children and discipline them in love, you don't do it where all the neighbors can see. How many of you usually take your children into a private area and discipline them? Amen. Yes, that's the way it should be done. Now, after a while, if people continue in the same sins and the same things and are not truly sorry and truly repentful, then yes, there must be something usually has to come out. I'm talking about really walking in love with God. People don't know anything about walking in love. Let's talk about it. They talk about a word, L-O-V-E, and they don't know about it. You see, we must cover this. It says, when any brother is overtaken in a fault, restore such one. While the God kind of love covers the sins of others with silence, it does not cover our sins and our wrongdoings. We must come to the Father and confess them before Him and change. But there are many people in the charismatic circles that run around and they say, well, if I'm, you know, they even contemplate it and then come back and say, well, God, forgive me. Yes, He will. But I'm going to tell you something, people. You need to realize that you need to ask for forgiveness and you need to change and not continually make the same mistake over and over again. Now, I realize that there are spirits that harass people sometimes, and that spirit must be dealt with. Yes, I realize that. Now, I'm not talking about somebody's demon-possessed. All right? There's a whole lot of difference between being demon-possessed than having a spirit that harasses you and you yield to that spirit and go off into temptation. All right? That's a completely different story. Now, most frequently we put God's plan in reverse. We want love to cover our sins, and we want to expose everybody else. And then we turn, you know, by talking. Get together. There's nothing more that church people do more than ever. They get together and they're sitting around the table and they get to talking. Oh, did you hear about so-and-so? No, why? And on it goes. Well, you know, I heard. And then somebody said, well, I heard this and I heard that. And before you know it, you take all of these I heards and you build a case. And they're not any of it fact. Not one of the people said, I saw or I know. They said, I heard.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in September,
yes.
Wow, Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. That's September the 26th through the 8th, but registration is open now. You can go online at rhema.org/KTF and register for the conference.
Hey, listen, you know, Lynette, she said when God told her to start having a women's conference, she said, well, that's not going to be like any other women's conference, and it's not. And let me tell you what, I don't know how many testimonies I've gotten from guys that they made an effort, they got their wife registered, they did all the things that was necessary so they could attend, and they said their wife actually came back a different person.
Yes.
So listen, guys, hey, this is a fantastic conference. They're going to talk about how that God is the head, and they're not going to talk about defeat. They're going to talk about,
we're not victims, we're victors.
Yeah, that's what Lynette said.
Yes.
And actually the theme this year is the steps of a good woman are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, go right now and get that done, ladies, and you guys, make sure your lady gets here.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.